Coding Campers. It's Monday, and that means it's time for MSPN Radio, the show that helps developers find what they're looking for. Good code, conversation, and good fun. And here to bring us into the week is our host, Madhu Dar. Madhu, you now have the floor.
Hey, it's Thomas Bennett. How's it going, everyone? A very, very good morning from Redmond here. And for change, it's bright and sunny. I'm really happy about that. And our guests today are local to Redmond. We have John Stello and Jay Schmelzer. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going? You guys are having a nice Monday?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. The weather helps.
A little bit of wind, guys, so that always helps.
I completely understand. Being a native to Redmond now for almost 10 years, you know, a little sunshine brings a lot of cheer here. So you guys are traveling around the world talking about Visual Studio Lightswitch. So what are the next events that you guys have planned?
Yeah, I think in the calendar, the next set of events for us are going to be, we'll have a few folks down at the Visual Studio, the VS Connections Conference in Las Vegas this fall. I know myself, I'll actually be at TechEd in Europe in Berlin in November timeframe. I think we've also got a show down in Orlando, maybe a VS Live, another VS Live event as well. So fairly decent
wow.
calendar for the rest of the year.
That's awesome. So you guys will be all over the world. Looks like Berlin, Dev Connections, TechEd Europe. What's happening with PDC, guys?
That's a great question. I don't think we'll be doing anything at PDC, but you've given us a little bit shorter event than it has been in the past. So,
yeah, that is true. And PDC is also focused more towards, you know, what's coming later in the year. So that completely makes sense.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and for our audience, if you don't know, PDC is sold out. In fact, it's been sold out for almost 2 weeks now. And we've had a great response to the entire event, and we are really excited to be hosting it on campus this time. So let's talk more about Lightswitch. Oh, like one of the first things that came to my mind as soon as I heard about Lightswitch and when we had the Channel 9 video was why Lightswitch? Coming from Microsoft, I thought we'd have a name like Visual Studio Line of Business Application Developer Kit or something like that. But why did we choose Lightswitch? I like the name. And, you know.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, actually. We knew when we set out to create this product that we were definitely going after something that was going to change the way people build business applications going forward. And so we wanted to take that opportunity to make sure that we created a name that was representative of what we were trying to do. So we set out with a few goals. We wanted to have a name that was going to be simple and easy for people to remember, which translates to ideally something that is one word or at least one concatenated word. We also wanted the name to be suggestive of the experience you were going to have with the product, suggestive of the simplicity that we were going for in creating and approaching, you know, business application development. We wanted something that was going to fit well with the Visual Studio family, right? So it needed to work well when you put Visual Studio in front of it. And then we also, of course, needed to make sure that the marketing and branding teams could work with it pretty easily. And so we went through a fairly extensive set of research to find a set of names. And actually, the Lightswitch name was one that resonated the best with folks during the research and met those requirements of being something that was, you know, basically a single word. Okay, we took two words and put them together, but basically a single word, and was suggestive of a simple experience, and that's how we landed there.
That's great insight. I don't think you've given this information anywhere else. Is that correct? Like, I've seen a couple of your Channel 9 videos the CodeCast, but I don't think you gave us this information anywhere. So, you know, our audience is...
Yep, you're the first and only folks, I think, that have asked about it and gotten that level of insight into it. So
that's awesome. So one of the things when I was watching the Channel 9 video was, you know, it's definitely very simple. From concept to having the application ready, there really isn't a whole lot of work that needs to be done. Can you talk a little about the process and how you can get started, what the bits, what you need to download, what bits are required. And I know the way you guys are in beta now. So is it, it's a broad public beta now, correct?
That's right. We just published beta 1 bits last Monday. I've been really, really happy with just the uptake of people really wanting to download the bits, install it, and actually give us feedback. We've been getting great questions and feedback suggestions on our customer forum, which has been great. So really, you just go to msdn.com/lightswitch, and there's a whole bunch of information that we have there. There's download links. There's, you know, how to why videos. We've got good material out there on our team blog as well. We talk a little bit about, you know, some of the design tenets that we had around the product, some of the architecture. Some folks are kind of asking around some interesting questions around there. Just really just trying to suss out, you know, what is the product? How do I work with it? And, you know, what's kind of under the covers? You know, how's it working for me? How's it helping me build a line of business application?
That's fantastic, John. So can you talk a little about the same, like what is beneath the covers for the product? Like I've been following here the anatomy of a LightSwitch application on the blog, and that the three-part blog post has provided a ton of information. For our audience listening, if you don't know the blog, it is blog.msd.com/LightSwitch. We'll be posting all of the information on the resources page, which is msdnradio.com. Make sure that this episode on Channel 9. So, John, do you want to spend a little time and talk about the anatomy?
Sure. You know, one of the things that was like a very, you know, clear and basic tenet for us was that we weren't going to go out and reinvent the wheel, so to speak. So there's, you know, a lot of great technologies out there for building line of business, you know, data-centric applications. And so we took it upon ourselves to reuse those, you know, technologies. And anyone who's actually building an entire application today is, you know, building it over the entity framework and, you know, connecting up to data sources like SQL and SharePoint, you know, using RIA services, using Silverlight. And so that's basically what LightSwitch does, is it kind of removes some decision points. It provides a very simple, you know, development experience. But in the course of actually building a line of business application, essentially what it's doing under the covers is it's building an entire application based on those technologies that people are using today.
Awesome. So is LightSwitch for subscribers as well?
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit there. I think you're asking if LightSwitch is going to be available to MSDN subscribers?
Yes, that is correct.
Yes, so folks that have an MSDN subscription will be able to download the LightSwitch product when we release it and add it to their existing Visual Studio Professional, Premium, or Ultimate install. Folks that don't have an MSDN subscription will be able to go and purchase just the LightSwitch product itself. And install that when they'll get everything they need from that single setup and download.
Great. Jay, you were also mentioning that LightSwitch is a very scalable model. So from building a desktop application to the cloud is a seamless, well-integrated experience. How do you position that?
Sure. So, you know, as John was describing, under the covers, we're trying to follow a set of well-understood, proven best practices for building and architecting a business application. And so as a result, you end up with this service tier being created that is exposing your data, that's exposing your business logic to the client application. That sets us up for a very natural fit moving into a cloud environment like Windows Azure. So when we release the final product, we will have added the ability to just publish your LightSwitch application directly into Windows and SQL Azure, and we'll create a Windows Azure web role for you that will contain all the capabilities you need to host your services and your business logic. And then if you've created a database as part of your LightSwitch solution, we'll deploy that into SQL Azure for you. Again, everything you need there to manage that database instance. And then you can just communicate to it with your LightSwitch Silverlight-based client.
Ah, Okay. So yeah, essentially what you mentioned was there is a presentation layer, there is a logic layer, and there is a storage layer. The presentation layer is through Silverlight, logic through ASP.NET, RHEA services, and storage through SQL Azure, or SQL Server, whatever the case might be.
Correct.
Wow, okay. So this light switch is completely .NET 4, I guess. If people have Visual Studio 2008 or .NET 3.5, do they need to install 2010 or?
Right, so Visual Studio Light Switch is built on Visual Studio 2010 and the .NET 4.0 and Silverlight 4.0 technologies. So when you install Light Switch, we will install a version of the Visual Studio 2010 IDE, the shell, and .NET uh-huh. Framework 4.0 for you.
Oh, great, okay. So attendees listening, if you have any questions, you can ask. All you have to do is press star 8. Bennett, is that correct? If they have dialed in, they have to just press star 8, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Where do you see LightSwitch going on in the next few versions? I know this is a little too early for that question that just launched, but I'm sure you have a roadmap and see LightSwitch going on from here.
Sure, certainly. I mean, it's definitely early. We've definitely got quite a bit of work still to do to complete the first release of this and get it out the door with the ability to build a desktop or browser deployed application using Silverlight and then targeting either on-premise or the cloud. Going forward, I'd say that the most common questions we get are, what about Windows Phone 7? What about SharePoint? Maybe better targeting just building and deploying directly into a SharePoint environment as part of a portal kind of application, or the standards web technology, so just doing something with just straight HTML and JavaScript as the client. Those things are all stuff we're considering and looking at. I think one of the great things about where we're at with this product is we're going to have an opportunity to let the customers give us some input into where they see the next most important places for us to take this. The architecture of the solution we have, we definitely have a nice separation of concerns in the presentation tier with the view model approach that we're taking. So we do feel pretty good that we'll have the ability to introduce additional presentation technologies into the LightSwitch environment without dramatically changing the experience or causing problems there for the developers. So that's something that we're certainly looking at going forward, be those alternate presentation stats.
So that's one of the questions that I've been getting a lot from the community that I go and talk to is, SharePoint support and Windows Phone support, because I think the whole LightSwitch and the way it's architected is prime for SharePoint and Windows Phone for that matter. And the Office integration with Windows Phone makes it really, really appealing for developers to go out and build applications. Do you think, can you give any time frames around that, like 6 months, a year, or?
It's really early to say at this point. Be really early to say any kind of time frame as to when we'd expect the next releases. We are early in the planning phase of the next big version of Visual Studio. Actually, there's a strong desire from our standpoint to get our next release of LightSwitch timed with that, so that it's a lot easier for everyone to get the full development experience across the professional, premium, and ultimate products with LightSwitch included. By timing with that release. So that's certainly something we're going to look at. But again, we're just early in the planning phases for that. So it's a little too early to say really what a time frame would be there.
I mean, for now, we're totally jazzed that people actually are downloading the beta 1 and giving us feedback. And I think that's where the team is heads down at the moment, really just trying to make sure that for the set of scenarios that we're going after in our first version that we're actually meeting those requirements.
That makes complete sense. And we have a question from one of our audience members here. He's wondering where he can download the public beta from.
Sure.
From what I remember, it's msdn.com. Is that correct?
msdn.com /light switch, and download button should be fairly prominent on that page.
Okay. And we have another question. They wanted to know, the audience wanted to know, what data providers are supported in this version, and do you plan on adding any more other than whatever is available?
Sure. The three types of data providers that we support in the first version of LightSwitch will be any data source that we can talk to that has a entity framework provider available for it. So right out of the box, you know, we ship one for the various flavors of SQL Server. We know there's lots of them out there in the ecosystem for talking to things, databases like Oracle, MySQL. The folks at RSSBus have been working with us to create a set of them for other data sources. So at the VS Live event, we demonstrated an early prototype of one of their providers that exposed QuickBooks data to us through LightSwitch, so we could just go attach to your QuickBooks data. So that's a group of folks that are working on a set of them. We support SharePoint and reading and writing data to a SharePoint list or document library. And then the third mechanism we have is actually using a custom-built WCF RIA service that we can then consume and use within LightSwitch. So those are the three basic buckets or basic groups of data providers we have in the first version. There's one that's very obvious that is missing there that I get asked about quite a bit, and that is just general support for OData, the OData protocol. Yeah. So we're not going to be able to get that into the first version. It's safe to say that's pretty high on our list for the second release, for the next version. So you could expect that we'll probably focus on getting that support in our V2 timeframe. And beyond that, again, we're going to wait and see what customers say, and if there's another specific place that we need to go pull something in.
You know, for those people listening, this is a fantastic time to give some feedback. Go download Visual Studio LightSwitch, play around with it, and let us know what we can improve. If you've seen on the rotating deck, there's a Twitter handle for the LightSwitch team as well. It is @VSLightSwitch. So be sure to pass your feedback either through 140 characters or more for Visual Studio LightSwitch. You can make your voice heard.
So, Jay, I think that would be great. Just one point that I would add there is, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, that it's built on Visual Studio 2010, and I just want to make it clear that to try out LightSwitch Beta 1, there are no other prerequisites that you need. You can just go, you know, you don't have anything on your machine, you can go to msdn.com/LightSwitch, click on the download LightSwitch Beta 1 button, and you can go ahead and download and install it and give it a whirl.
And we have from our audience here. So Ron is asking if we have any idea on the release.
Yes, that's another very common question. Right now, we aren't talking about the expected final release, and really the reason for that is we just put out the first beta. We know it's an early beta. It's the first time folks have had a chance to actually look at this product. So we really are looking for the feedback there. I mean, I think, you know, this is beta one. Safe to assume that we're going to plan a second beta. You know, I'd hope that's going to happen, you know, probably in the early part of next calendar year. So the January, February-ish kind of time frame, and then we'll kind of follow our traditional, you know, Visual Studio release cadence from there to the RTM. But again, okay. A lot of it is really going to be based on the feedback we get and how ready this product is.
Yes. So what I'm hearing is go download first, play with it, pass the feedback, and we'll try to make this product as best as possible for you.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. It's pretty safe to assume that that if the message hasn't come through yet, we were definitely looking for people to go download, use the product, and give us some feedback on it. Definitely a fair statement to make right now.
If folks are wondering how to provide that feedback, we have the team blog that you were calling out before.
Yeah.
We also have a customer forum, and you can find the link on the MSDN LightSwitch page. People have been asking a lot of really good questions and just providing their scenarios. It just helps us understand a little bit more around like the end-to-end you know, health level, I guess, of, you know, Beta 1, and obviously also Connect. So if you do come across a bug or you want to do provide a, you know, suggestion that other folks can actually vote for, then go through the Microsoft Connect site. That's something that we're actively looking at as well.
Fantastic. Another question we have is, are there any starter examples or how do I videos for Visual Studio Live Switch for someone to get started? Like basically some training resources?
Yes, there certainly are. There are initial set of how do I videos available on the Light Switch Development Center off MSDN.
Okay.
We also, it'll be, it's right there on the homepage. And we also have a, what we refer to as a training kit that's available, and that's got a little bit more of a detailed walkthrough of creating your first Light Switch application. I believe it's actually a bookstore kind of application that'll show you how to go through the core Light Switch experience, and then actually, and I believe the third part of that training kit actually gets into some more advanced extensibility kinds of scenarios where you'll pull in, you know, creating a custom data source provider, I think creating some custom screens as well as part of that. So pretty good set of getting started content out there, I think, and we'll certainly be continuing to release more and more How Do I videos as time goes on.
And we have another interesting question. So based on your extensibility comment here, I think, so is Shell X possible and can we use third-party control?
Certainly. You know, the Light Switch client application you're creating is a Silverlight application, so you can incorporate existing third-party custom controls into your client application. Depending on the type of control that is, the experience varies in terms of the complexity. So for very simple controls, you can just bring them right in and bind them right to, you know, simple data elements within your Light Switch application. The more complex the control gets, the more complex the data binding experience becomes. But it is just standard Silverlight style data binding on the custom control side. So that's how folks will pull in existing controls. You can create your own custom control as well. And we've actually, I think, through some videos and I think the Beyond the Basics Channel 9 video that Joe Binder, another member of our team, recently did, give a little bit of a glimpse on how you actually construct those kinds of scenarios.
Well, that is very interesting. And you said those videos are on Channel 9?
Yes, so there's a Channel 9 video with Joe Binder and Beth Massey that kind of goes into some more depth on the advanced, more of the advanced aspects of Light Switch itself, as well as combining Light Switch with Visual Studio Professional or Expression Blend to show how creating these custom controls, custom screens, and binding them to Light Switch data is possible.
Right. I think the really interesting thing about that particular Channel 9 video is it's very demo heavy. So Joe kind of just really just walks you through, okay, I've got this custom control that I built myself. He starts off simple with just being able to, how do I just integrate this, reference this in my Light Switch application? What does the binding look like? And you will find that it's just standard Silverlight XAML binding, you know, code that you write. So if anyone is looking at kind of getting like the context as well as just like how do I kind of get started, that Channel 9 video is actually pretty good for doing that.
Great. Okay. I will make sure for our listeners, I'll make sure that I compile all these links and other good information that we spoke today, and it'll be on the msdnradio.com site. It'll also accompany the same on the Channel 9 video that we'll post. So also for those listeners, if you're calling in from the Pacific Northwest, I am the local developer evangelist here. And if you need a training or if you need to hear more, I'd be happy to spend some time and even perhaps organize another webcast or in-person training event. So be sure to send your feedback. My email address is mithund@microsoft.com. Or you need me at Mithund, that is M-I-T-H-U-N-D. So we have another 4 minutes, Jay and John. So do you guys have any tips, tricks, or anything else that our audience need to know here?
You know, the thing is, it really does come down to that, you know, we believe Light Switch is the simplest way to build, you know, line of business applications for the desktop and the cloud. And we're really looking for that feedback to come through from folks already providing some great feedback already of, you know, how close to that mark, you know, are we, and help us ship a, you know, stellar product.
Thank you. I think this was a fantastic talk bar with you guys, and I'm sure the audience got a lot of information. And again, people remember to go and download the Visual Studio Light Switch beta. It is off of msdn.com/lightswitch. Jay and John, thank you so much. Oh, we have one last question. So, what do Jay and John do in the Visual Studio Light Switch team? Oh, three questions here.
You know, we do a lot of really interesting interviews like this. No, well, see, I work on the I'm a lead program manager on the LightSwitch team. So a lot of what, you know, we do here is really just kind of really understanding the scenarios and working with, you know, developers and testers on the team, other folks, UX, and really just you know, designing the product and, you know, building schedules and all that kind of, you know, fun stuff. But it's really being a ball working on this product.
Great, and yeah, I saw you and I met you at the .NET user group here, John, and that was the biggest turnout we had about a year and a half. So people are definitely interested in hearing about life, knowing more about it. The biggest part of the appeal, and this is what I got from talking to the people there. LightSwitch is appealing not just for beginners, but also for, you know, architect-level people. Like, it is one of those products that goes across, you know, across, I'm trying to get the right word here, but whether you're a beginner or an expert, LightSwitch can come handy for you to whip up an application and be more productive. And then whenever it's prime time, you can extend it.
Absolutely agree with you. We think this is, you know, a great product for anyone that needs to quickly and efficiently build a business application. It's a great starting point for anybody to look at stuff. It's a, you know, a great place to build, you know, those quick solutions. We've definitely talked to a lot of folks that, you know, we expect to, or they expect they'll be using LightSwitch to build even portions of their larger solutions, the, you know, the table maintenance kinds of things that need to happen even in big solutions. But you don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but it's got to be there. So it's a great companion product to the Visual Studio Professional Premium and Ultimate experience, as well as products like, you know, Microsoft Access and other Office products. So really pretty excited about it.
Absolutely. And Jay, I didn't give you a chance to introduce and talk a little about yourself. Do you want to say a little about what you do in the LightSwitch team?
Sure. So I'm the group program manager for the team. So our team is actually responsible for all of the Visual Studio-based experiences for building business applications. So LightSwitch, the team that John runs, heads up for us, is one part of the team. We also focus on the Visual Studio Professional Premium and Ultimate experiences for folks building solutions targeting Office, SharePoint, consuming data and doing data binding in the client technology. So all the drag and drop data binding you see for Stormlight, WPF, Windows Forms, service consumption, building and deploying applications to Windows Azure, as well as, you know, even the stuff that we do in conjunction with Office for programmability experiences around there is part of this team as well. So I have the opportunity to spread my time and think about all of those kinds of things across the Visual Studio and Developer Organization.
Wow, that's a lot of fun stuff that you do.
It's a pretty great job.
Great. So that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you so much, listeners, for tuning in. We will have this presentation and recording available for you by the end of this week on Channel 9. Also, keep an eye open on my blog, the Visual Studio LightSwitch blog, and Channel 9. The main blog for MSDN Radio is msdnradio.com. We'll post all the information up there. Keep an eye open for upcoming shows. Bennett, the floor is back to you.
So that's it for this Monday. Go to msdnradio.com and click the registration link if you want to participate in the next show. Until then, happy coding.